So did they experience any discrimination when they
When they moved here?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Lots of it. I think my dad, especially at his own job, he was laid off a lot. And so it you can see, like, a lot of the people, I remember going, he used to have those days where it's like bring your kid to work day or something like that. And I vaguely remember once me and my brother went, and we were very young, and we were in the, you know, the yard. We went to eat lunch with him. I noticed every man that was there, it was all men. And it was like all like hard labor, all men of color, you know, Latinos and Filipinos.
That's
and
only
blacks.
Jobs they can get.
Right. And then, but then they're so expendable that they got laid off whenever there's a big layoff. And so he got laid off so many times. And then with my mom, and that's, I feel like that has something to do with his race. With my mom, her being a teacher's aide, because she couldn't be a teacher, she has to become a teacher's aide. And so when our family moved in 89 from Long Beach to Riverside. And I don't know if you've been to Riverside before. It's kind of like moving from the urban, like Excelsior district of Ursoma, moving to, I don't know, Natomas, Sacramento. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that, moving to the suburb and like hella white people.
Right.
Hella white
people. So maybe more discrimination.
Oh, yeah. The only people that I knew that were Filipino were me, my brothers, and my sister that went to school. And then my mom took she became a teacher's assistant at this private like academy. All the kids that went there were either rich Chinese families or all white. And so I had pneumonia, and so she called in sick because I had to go to the emergency room, and then they said, you're fired. You can't go.
So they just found a random excuse.
Just to fire her. And then, but it turned out that they were firing all the people of color that they hired in staff. So it was a trend. They were trying to take them all out to replace them because parents were like, I don't want a Filipino teaching my kid. And so they fired them. I remember there was a lawsuit that my mom and a couple of her coworkers filed against them. But, you know, it was...
They probably didn't win, huh? Cause then,
well, I don't know what happened to it, because I was probably like fifth grade when it happened. I never really asked her again, but she did. And I can tell my parents tried to hide it from us, but they didn't know that we were experiencing our own racism, you know, in school.